Hello, and you are very welcome to ARENA's inaugural arts quiz. We have gathered some of the finest brains in the cultural world, otherwise known as ARENA's contributors. The looks on their faces right now. Today, we have two teams who are battling to be crowned the ARENA Arts Masterminds. Team one is made up of Serena Bellissimo, Eamon Sweeney, and John Marr. They are the Blitz Kids. Give yourself a small round of applause if you want. Because we don't... Don't use the buzzers just yet. It's very early for that. Team two consists of Louise Bruton, Nadine O'Regan, and John McGuire, and they are quizzing on a prayer. Now, a few details as to how this is going to work. We will have four rounds. In rounds one and two, the teams can choose a topic. There will be four questions. The first three are answered individually, and if you get it right, you'll get 2 points. If you have to confer, you'll receive 1 point. And if you still don't know the answer, we will throw that to the other team who can try and steal the point. The fourth question for the whole team will have 1 point for each correct answer. Round three is an audio round. Round four will be quickfire, and we have ARENA's broadcast assistant, the always lovely and ever capable Ollie Hamilton beside me, who'll be in charge of keeping score. Okay, whether you like it or not, we are going to get going. Round one, winning the toss was Blitz Kids. You have your choice of one of these six categories: What's Up Docs, Going Going Gong, Opera Heroines, Pass the Popcorn, Women in Pop, or Ulster Writers.
We'll go Women in Pop, please, Rick.
Women in Pop. Best of luck. Let's get started. Serena, first question to you. Which singer made a feature on their Radical Optimism tour of performing local anthems, such as singing Naina's 99 Red Balloons in Germany, Crowded House's Don't Dream It's Over in New Zealand, and Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You in Ireland?
The fabulous Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa is 2 points for you. Well done. Eamon, Charlie XCX's album Crash and So I, a track on her album Brat, were dedicated to the memory of which pioneering musician and producer synonymous with the hyperpop genre of music?
Confer, please. Giorgio Moroder.
It is not Giorgio Moroder. Goes to your opponents.
Sophie.
Sophie is good for a point, stolen on the other side by Louise. Well done. Finally, in this section, John. During a concert in 2024, Sabrina Carpenter tongue-in-cheek asked the crowd, "Should we talk about how I got the mayor indicted?" A controversy surrounding her being allowed to film the video for which of her songs in a Catholic church in Brooklyn. The Monsignor who sanctioned the filming was later found to be connected to the controversial New York mayor, Eric Adams.
Please.
It does not go to your opponents.
Taste.
Feather is the answer I'm looking for. No one gets anything for that. Your final question in this round, Blitz Kids. This is a confer question. It's a point for each correct answer. Excluding the aforementioned Dua Lipa, six women have won the Brit Awards Best Female Solo Artist Award twice or more between 1977 and 2021. Their success spans all of those decades and many genres. Name me four of them.
Amy Winehouse. Adele. Kate Bush, PJ Harvey.
Adele is worth a point. Annie Lennox won it six times. Dido, Lisa Stansfield, Emily Sandé, and twice each for Alison Moyet of all of those last ones. But congratulations, team. Now, your first choice over on the other side, quizzing on a prayer. What are you going to go for?
Give us the categories again there, Rick.
You can have What's Up Docs, Going Going Gone, Opera Heroines, Pass the Popcorn, or Ulster Writers.
Pass the Popcorn seems pretty straightforward, yeah. Let's try Pass the Popcorn.
Pass the Popcorn, question one. Louise, which 2022 film directed by Olivia Wilde and starring Florence Pugh and Harry Styles was beset by controversy throughout production with constant reports of romance, tension and bad behaviour on set?
The answer is, Rick, Don't Worry, Darling.
Don't Worry, Darling is 2 points for you. Nadine, at a news conference after the release of a famously fraught 2015 action film, one of the lead actors apologised to the director, saying, "There's no way George could have explained what he could see in the sand when we were out there. I knew he was brilliant, but I didn't know how brilliant." What film was the actor talking about?
Give us the year again there, Rick.
2015.
The Last Jedi.
It goes to your opponents.
Is it that far back?
It's not. It's Mad Max Fury Road. Tom Hardy was the quoted actor referring to the director, George Miller. And John, your question. The Oscars, held in 1942, saw two feuding sisters, both up for Best Actress. One was up for Hold Back the Dawn, the other for Suspicion. Name the two sisters.
I know Vivien Leigh and... Joan, I can't remember her surname.
It is not, and it goes to your opponents.
I should have.
I'll have a wild guess.
Deborah Kerr?
It is not. We're looking for Olivia de Havilland and Joan Fontaine, who won the award at the time. This is your confer question in Pass the Popcorn. The five nominees for Best Director at the Oscars held in 1942 are some of the most famous ever. One was nominated for directing Sergeant York, one for directing The Little Foxes, one was nominated for Here Comes Mr. Jordan, while one was nominated for his much-revered debut film. And the winner was a famous Irish-American named Annie Four.
Annie Four.
Annie Four.
Orson Welles, William Wyler, the Irish-American, John Ford. Mm. Give me the title of the second one again, Rick.
The Little Foxes.
The Little Foxes. Mervyn LeRoy, I think, made the Little Foxes, didn't he?
You are right, with John Ford, Orson Welles and William Wyler, Howard Hawks and Alexander Hall with the other two. But that's 3 points for you from that final round. Well done. Back to Blitz Kids. Where would you like to go?
Gong, gong, gong.
Going, going, gong. Some questions on awards. Available in silver, Serena, but primarily golden, the prizes at the Berlin International Film Festival are named after what animal?
The bear.
Bear is 2 points for you. Eamon, the producer and director Antoinette Perry, 1888 to 1946, gives her name to an award ceremony in what field of the arts?
Confer, please.
What theatre? Yeah, British theatre, maybe?
Theatre.
Theatre is enough for me. Broadway theatre. The Tonys are named after her. And finally, John, for you. In 2003, Paul Muldoon won what prestigious prize for his poetry collection, Moy, Sand and Gravel? The prize is named after a Hungarian-American politician and newspaper publisher.
A Pulitzer?
Pulitzer, 2 points for you. Well done. Your confer question in this round. Glenn Close has been nominated for Best Actress or Best Supporting Actress 8 times, but never won. Name 4 of the films that earned her a nomination.
I don't think Albert Nobbs. The most recent one with the.
Fatal Attraction.
Albert Nobbs.
That's worth 2 points.
I can't.
Okay. You could have had The World According to Garp, The Big Chill, The Natural, The Wife. Hillbilly Elegy is probably the one you are thinking of. That's still worth 2 points to you. Quizzing on a Prayer, what would you like from What Is Left, which is What's Up Docs, Opera Heroines or Ulster Writers?
What's Up Docs, please.
Okay, What's Up Docs. First question, Louise. Which documentarian renowned for his use of disembodied interviews over archive directed Senna in 2010 and Kenny Dalglish in 2025?
Could we confer, please?
You can.
Asif Kapadia
is worth 1 point for you. Nadine, which singer was the subject of the 2019 documentary The Sound of My Voice? In addition to profiling her long career as a solo artist, duettist and member of the Stone Ponies, the documentary brought us up to the present day and her forced retirement due to illness.
Stone Ponies? Do we not know the Stone Ponies?
This is, I take it, a confer.
Is it a confer?
I don't think we are conferring. The conferring is ongoing.
It's a confer. I was going to do a suggestion, but okay.
Well, you had one?
I think it's too early. I think it's the wrong timeline. Yeah,
good. Anybody at all, or I'm going to throw it over.
Trouble with her voice.
Mar is literally jumping out of her seat.
The Stone Ponies, there's a hint there.
John Mar is waving
furiously.
I don't know the answer, but I have a good... I have a guess ahead.
Okay, I'm going to call time and see if you don't have an answer.
Okay, go on.
Okay, over to the opponents.
I'm going to say that the Stone Ponies were an obscure Canadian band in the 1960s and Joni Mitchell is the answer.
You put your hand up, you waved, you're completely wrong. Linda Ronstadt is who we were looking
at. That's good.
And finally, in the individual questions, John, Norma Percy, a documentary maker known for her rigorous method of interviewing international power brokers, was the producer of, amongst many others, Watergate, Putin versus the West, and which 6-part series from 1995 which documented political collapse and war in the Balkans?
I haven't a clue. I'm going to confer.
Okay.
Any ideas?
I think we picked the wrong category.
Well, we'll make it up some other way. I'm sorry, I haven't a clue.
I'm going to go to your opponents.
95.
Oh. No idea.
War. You either know this or you don't.
War.
It's called The Death of Yugoslavia.
That's of course it is.
Of course it is.
Now.
Oh, it's really famous.
Yeah. Our confer question for Quizzing on a Prayer. 2025 saw the release of an epic 2-part Billy Joel documentary called And So It Goes on HBO. Can you name any 4 of the first 8 people he mentions in the first verse of We Didn't Start the Fire?
Oh.
JFK blew away. What else do I have to say?
God.
We've got one.
Can you sing what you're thinking, please?
Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe, yeah.
Okay. What rhymes with Monroe? Because Billy wasn't really working the room.
That was the end of it, wasn't it?
Because Billy wasn't really working the room.
Does he mention himself?
The Jack Charlton version.
Joni.
Marilyn Monroe, JFK, Eisenhower.
Okay, what have we got?
JFK. Marilyn Monroe. Eisenhower.
You have one. Marilyn Monroe was the one you got. What you missed out was Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Johnny Walter Ray. Witchell, Joe DiMaggio, Joe McCarthy, Joe Richard Nixon, Studebaker Television, DiMaggio. North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe. That's
when
what you're
in doubt, it's Joe DiMaggio.
From that. But you get a point for that, which is a point earned well. Blitz Kids, you have one of two to choose from, and that is Ulster writers or opera heroines?
Ulster writers.
Monaghan's Patrick McCabe has had two of his novels nominated for a Booker Prize. One in 1992, one in 1998. Name either of them, Serena.
Was it made a film? I can't help you. Can I confirm?
Yes.
Sorry,
Butcher Boy.
Butcher Boy is good enough. You could give me Breakfast on Pluto as well. That's worth 1 point for your team. Eamon, the early work of which TV writer from the Northwest includes BBC's Being Human, Channel 4's London Irish, and RTE's Raw before a much greater success?
Confer, please.
Just for a guess.
Say on McNamee.
It's not.
But it's not Ghost to Your Opponents.
Is it Lisa McGee?
Lisa McGee is the steal for a point, writer of Derry Girls. Finally, John. Brian O'Nolan, a.k.a. Miles Nagopoleen, a.k.a. Flann O'Brien, was born in which town in Tyrone? A statue of O'Nolan stands across from this town's art space, the Alley Theatre.
I'm going to go Oma.
Goes to your opponents?
Any town.
Let's say Strabane, because Eamon just said it.
Strabane is worth a point because Eamon just said it.
Oh, Eamon, Jesus.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Eamon.
What did you do?
Eamon gave him the answer.
I really hope we win by Eamon. One.
I'd like to tender my resignation.
You can take a moment to consider whether or not you're better off without Eamon in a few minutes. Now, our confer question in this round. As we've established, Patrick McCabe has been shortlisted for a Booker twice. I want you to name four of the six Irish writers who have won the Booker Prize.
John Banville, Anne Enright, the most recent
one. Oh, God, Paul Lynch.
Paul Lynch.
Yeah.
Farrell back in the 70s. Was it
You've had four guesses. Three are correct. John Banville, Anne Enright and Paul Lynch are worth 3 points for you. You could have given me Anna Burns, Roddy Doyle or Iris Murdoch. And finally, the one, the poor unwanted child that has been left for our friends on Quizzing on a Prayer.
We didn't think about this at all, the way it was going.
Fiddlesticks.
Opera heroines.
Let's
see how you do.
I hope it's more about heroin than opera. Anyway, sorry, Rick.
Portrayed by Angelina Jolie in film, the New York Times obituary of which Greek singer described her as the soprano whose intensely dramatic portrayals made her the most exciting opera singer of her time. That is for you, Louise.
Confirm.
Maria Callas.
Maria Callas.
Maria Callas is good for 1 point. Nadine, which versatile opera singer became a star after replacing Marilyn Horne in Donizetti's Lucrezia Borgia in Carnegie Hall in 1965? However, she arguably became an even bigger star after duetting with Freddie Mercury on Barcelona.
Montserrat Caballé.
That's a default confer
there. Yes. John?
Montserrat Caballé.
Also worth a point. Well done. And John, your own question. Miss Sheridan is Irish, but either by instinct or by luck, she sings like an Italian. This is a quote from a Milan review of the Castlebar opera singer Margaret Burke Sheridan in 1919. Which very famous Italian, to whom all of us in our surrounds here today owe a great deal, was instrumental to her career in Italy?
Marconi.
Marconi is 2 points for you. From 1909 to 1911, Margaret studied at the Royal Academy of Music in London, where she first met radio pioneer Guglielmo Marconi, who helped arrange studies. And
I was
going to
give a go at Guglielmo, but I said no.
Good enough.
You're a little opera nerd.
Your confer question on a round you did not think you were going to do well on and have scored points on every single question. Your confer. According to the good people at operabase.com, five composers are responsible for the 10 most played opera titles. One of them is Austrian, one is French, three are Italian, Name any four of them.
This is why we have Google. I just realised. This is why Google exists.
Not in this room, it doesn't.
We can take that question.
Well, we're going to say Bizet and Verdi.
Bizet and Verdi are both worth a point each for you. Could have given me Mozart, Rossini, or Puccini, which
Mozart,
all
never
would
heard
have That's the end of round one. Ollie, what are our scores?
I'm delighted to say it is equal. 15 all.
Yay!
We are going to take a break. We're back with more of Arena's Arts Quiz after this. Welcome back to Arena's Arts Quiz. We have our two teams ready. Team 1, Eamon Sweeney, Serena Bellissimo and John Marr are Blitz Kids. Team 2, made up of John McGuire, Louise Bruton and Nadine O'Regan, Quizzing on a Prayer, both currently on 15 points each. To round 2 now, there are 6 new topics to choose from. We'll start with the team who didn't get started last time, so that is Quizzing on a Prayer. You can have one of the following. Long reads. There once was a place called Limerick. Exit pursued by a what? Birds in books, album anniversaries, or works not stolen from the Louvre?
I'm going to go, sorry, actually, albums, because let's take it away from them.
Yeah.
I like the way 3D chess. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Album anniversaries, please.
Album anniversaries for Quizzing on a Prayer. Louise, first question for you. 2025 is the 50th anniversary of David Bowie's Young Americans. Which soul singer, 1951 to 2005, was a backing singer on the album, a co-writer of the track Fascination, and a star in his own right in the 1980s?
Luther Vandross.
And that's 2 points for you. Well done. Nadine. Containing the tracks Raspberry Beret and Pop Life, which Prince album has turned 40 in 2025?
If I say it, I'm just going to say Parade.
Goes to your opponents.
Oh.
Let's say Purple Rain, but I think it was 84.
Purple Rain.
It is Around the World in a Day is what I was looking for. John, your question in this round. Which album, which turned 10 in 2025, was much loved by Barack Obama, who said the album's song How Much a Dollar Cost was his favourite of 2015?
I'm going to confer on this.
2015
hip-hop album?
Big in
2015. It's the Kendrick Lamar album.
What about Jay Dilla?
I am looking for the album title as well.
Jay Dilla's Popcorn.
It is not. Goes to your opponents.
We guess Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly.
Is worth a point. Well done. Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly. Quizzing on a Prayer. The Beatles' Rubber Soul turned 60 in 2025. Name any 4 tracks on the album.
This is a confirmed.
It's been scolded before.
Rubber Soul. Is there a song called Rubber Soul? I believe there is. All right.
Remember, you get
paperback
1 point.
Paperback writer for one, anyway.
You get 1 point for every one you get right.
Paperback writer is on Rubber Soul, so we'll say that. What have we got?
What's it about Mary?
No, much later. Rubber Soul 65. 1965. Before.
I'm going to have to push you.
Before LSD, okay. Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
Can we...
No, it doesn't go across. Sorry, John Marr. You don't get to answer this question.
I mean, I'm tempted just for fun to see what you
know. No, fun. This is not fun. Who's having fun?
Okay, I'll throw some out. Drive My Car. You Won't See Me.
In My Life. My Michelle.
Michelle.
If that had been your question, you would have gotten 4 points. You get nothing, I'm afraid. Drive My Car, Norwegian Wood, You Won't See Me, Nowhere Man, Michelle, you could have had In My Life, Run
what
For
I'm
Your
getting
Life.
From this, Rick, is we didn't get any.
We got nothing. We wanted that category. That's the problem here. Nadine O'Regan insisted on taking it from us.
Our friends at Blitz Kids, what would you like? You can have Long Reads. There once was a place called Limerick. Exit pursued by a what? Birds in books and works not stolen from the Louvre.
Long Reads. We've got Long Reads.
Okay, Long Reads for you. First making a name for himself, describing Donald Trump as a short-fingered vulgarian, Graydon Carter was, between 1992 and 2017, the editor of which magazine? Famous for long-form journalism, such as revealing the identity of Deep Throat in 2005 and its annual Oscars party.
Confer.
Vanity Fair.
Vanity Fair is worth a point for you. Eamon, writing for Esquire magazine today, Gay Talese wrote one of the most famous long reads in history titled Blank Has a Cold. Which famous singer fills the blank? The singer is so famous, his singing Doobie Doobie Doo at the end of one of his songs inspired the name of the cartoon dog Scooby-Doo.
Well, I think it's Frank Sinatra.
It is Frank Sinatra. And another point for you. Your own question, John. Which British theatre critic, 1927 to 1980, was notable for his celebrity profiles of the likes of Johnny Carson, Louise Brooks and the late Tom Stoppard in The New Yorker? He's often credited as the first person to deliberately swear on British television.
Is it Bernard Levin?
It is not Ghost Your Opponent.
Is it David Frost?
It is not. It is Kenneth Tynan.
Oh, it's who I am looking for.
Your confer question in this round, Blitz Kids. In 2025, The New Yorker added a link to the chain by publishing an essay by Stephen Colbert on Kenneth Tynan on Johnny Carson. Excluding Colbert and Carson, please give me four of the hosts of either NBC's Tonight Show or CBS's Late Show.
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel. Did he say that? Is Seth Meyers, David Letterman was one.
Yeah, the two Jimmys.
The two Jimmys, David Letterman.
Yeah.
And, oh, Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno. Jay Leno was definitely one.
Jay Leno.
Yeah, Kimmel and Fallon.
Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon and David Letterman.
Jimmy Kimmel is not one of them. He has never hosted The Tonight Show or CBS's Late Show. Jay Leno, Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman, all worth points. You could have gotten a point for Conan O'Brien as well. The two before that were Steve Allen and Jack Parr.
I'm happy with three.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. We'll take that.
Now, quizzing on a prayer.
Yeah. Give us the categories again there.
There once was a place called Limerick, exit pursued by a what? Birds in books and works not stolen from the Louvre.
I feel birds in books could be a...
Birds in books.
Yeah, I think...
We'll go with birds in books.
Birds in
birds.
Books. Let's get started with you, Louise, then. In the Colleen McCulloch novel, The Thorn Birds, what was the name of the sheep station where the book was set? It shares its name with an Irish town.
Confer.
Roscommon.
Goes to your opponents.
Oh! I was going to say Strabane, but that got us in trouble. Westport, Castlebar? Westport, we'll go Westport. Right.
We are looking for Drogheda, or as it's pronounced in the TV show, Drogheda.
Just the other side of the country.
Awesome.
Okay. Okay.
Nadine. It was the day my grandmother exploded is the eye-catching opening line to what novel by Ian Banks? Remembering the category is birds in books.
Okay, we're going to confer.
Okay.
The Crow Road.
The Crow Road.
Crow Road is good for a point.
See, birds.
And John, your question. The following is a quote from a Guardian review by Julie Myerson of which 2013 book? I admit that by this point, close to the end of a monotonous 800-page novel, I was truly perplexed. It feels as if, the author, simply forgets from time to time what's driving her juggernaut forwards. Hence, both redhead and painting, the two supposed passions of our protagonist's life, are dropped for hundreds of pages at a time, and I'm afraid we don't miss them.
Redhead and painting.
Yeah, what's the...
It's got to be a bird somewhere.
It's the goldfish.
Oh, the goldfinch.
Sorry.
But the question is for me.
Oh, sorry, but we were conferring.
You have conferred. You conferred
by speaking
to each other.
I would have got there eventually, but we're going to say the goldfinch.
And it would have been New Year's at that point. The goldfinch is good for a point. Well, he's well done. And John is very annoyed on the other side. Very annoyed.
Just waiting to take that off you.
Your confer question in this round. One of the most famous birds in literature is Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven. And Nevermore, one of the most famous endings in literature. I want you to give me four of the words that Poe rhymes with nevermore throughout the poem, not including the word more or any other word that has more in it. And there are quite a lot of them.
Door.
Core? No.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
Sure.
It could be.
More.
Sure.
Door. Eleanor.
Before.
That's a good one.
Before certainly rhymes.
Let's get some answers from you.
Let's say more, door, Eleanor, and...
I told you you couldn't have more.
Before. Oh,
before.
We can't have more.
So?
Before.
So before, door...
Can you say sure?
Eleanor.
Eleanor. F-O-R? Four?
You were so close. Door is a point. Lenor is a point, which I will give to you.
Thank you, Rick.
Four is also a point. You did say sure, which would have gotten you a point as well. You could have had lore, floor, implore,
I mean,
explore,
joking,
war,
sure.
Outpour, store, core, or.
Oh, you were
sure,
not around that day.
Anymore. Blitz Kids, your choices now remain. Exit pursued by a what? And works stolen from the Louvre. And there was once a place called Limerick.
Works not stolen from the Louvre.
Okay.
I might regret this, but anyway.
Works not stolen from the Louvre. Unsurprisingly, are works that remain in the Louvre and have not been stolen. Serena, your first question. Which work, understood to be created by Alexandros of Antioch, was discovered by a Greek farmer in 1820 and placed in the Louvre a year later? One theory for its appearance is that a marble hand holding an apple was found close by, but separately to the discovered statue.
My mum is going to be so upset that I have to confer on this, but I'm going to confer.
Venus de Milo.
Venus de Milo is worth a point. Well done.
Yeah. Amen.
One notable and massive work in the Louvre is the Wedding Feast at Cana by Paolo Cagliari. By what nickname, referencing his birth city, is he better known?
Oh, the Wedding Feast at Cana. Oh, I'm going to
have a city. Have a guess.
We'll go for Firenze.
It is not. Goes to your opponents.
Nadine has an answer.
Oh, no, I don't.
I'm jumping in.
I'm just going to put in Da Vinci.
It's not. Veronese is his name. That's Veronese, the guy that we're looking for. John, your question. What is the four-word name of the Delacroix painting in the Louvre that depicts a revolutionary scene and was used as the cover art for the Coldplay album Viva La Vida?
Pictures.
I can picture
for sure.
If we sing some songs from that album, does that count as a point?
I will take points away.
Are we conferring?
1 point for each song that I will take away.
It depicts a French Revolution scene, but what's a title?
It is four words.
Yeah, go with that. Something
de la Revolution de la République.
It's lovely, but it's wrong.
What about, like, Fraternité, Égalité?
No?
I'm going to stop you right there because it's not that. Okay. It is Liberty Leading the People. That's Liberty. What it's called.
I would give you half a point for that, Louise.
Thank you very much, Serena.
No, please don't. Absolutely not.
I'll take it.
Let's get into our confer question in this round. 2025 was a famously expensive year for the Louvre as nearly 90 million euros literally went out the window in October. But according to the good people at Art magazine, the five most expensive artworks sold at auction are Salvatore Mundi, Portrait of Elizabeth Lederer, sold in 2025, Shot Sage Blue Marilyn, Women of Algiers and New Couchet. Name any four of the five artists who painted those works, a point for each.
Oh, God. Van Gogh. Yeah, it was Picasso, Cezanne, Gauguin, Van Gogh.
That's four.
That's four.
Yeah, 100%. That's four. Picasso gets you a point. You could have given us Da Vinci, Klimt, Andy Warhol, or Modigliani. They were the other ones in that round. Now, final choice in this round, Quizzing on a Prayer. You can either go for There Was Once a Place Called Limerick or Exit Pursued by a What?
Well, I think one is Shakespeare. The other might be poetry. I don't know. We'll try the Exit Pursued by a...
What?
What?
That's what you're getting. Some questions on the broad theme of very particular stage directions. Exit Pursued by a Bear is one of the most famous stage directions in all of drama. It appears in which of Shakespeare's plays?
Exit Pursued by a Bear is in...
That's Louise's question, sorry, but if you want to confer, confer.
Can we trust... It's forest based, is it? No.
Are we conferring?
We're conferring.
I can't hear it even twitch because Rick's going to say, but I can't even wink.
Can we confer?
If that is a
we'll
twitch,
we'll confer.
John, if that's a twitch, you need to seek medical help immediately.
Julius Caesar, I believe. This is like quiz show over here, okay. The movie with the cheesing going on, you know?
We've decided upon Julius Caesar.
It is not. That goes to your opponents.
Sugar cakes. I'm just
going to
say Hamlet because Hamlet
is
out now.
I
don't think so.
I don't, but
if I'm wrong, I'm...
12th Night or something, or Midsummer Night's Dream.
Okay, one of those.
Midsummer Night's Dream. It is not. It is The Winter's Tale is what I'm looking for. Nadine, They Cross the Andes is a casually ambitious stage direction in The Royal Hunt of the Sun, written by which playwright whose other works include Equus and Amadeus?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Naked Horse play. Okay, we're going to confer on that one.
Schiff.
Sorry. It's the person that came to mind. You know what I mean.
The Naked Horse Play with Harry Potter.
We all know what you're Harry talking
Potter.
About.
The Naked Horse Play with Harry Potter is what... this is the level I'm dealing with here.
That was its subtitle. Okay.
This is written by Schaefer, so it's Schaefer.
Schaefer.
It is. It's Peter Schaefer. That's what we're looking for. That is worth a point. And John... Yes, the Naked Horse Playboy. No, John. A production of Samuel Beckett's Footfalls was infamously pulled by the Beckett estate, with the lead actor explaining that there was still a great deal of sensitivity to any interpretive change. Who is that leading Irish actor? She would later appear in a London production of Beckett's Happy Days.
An Irish actor who's an interpreter of Beckett. I think it's Lisa Dwan. Is that the right answer?
It is not. Goes to your points.
Fiona Shaw.
Fiona Shaw is a point for Steele. Very good, Eamon. Your confer question. The Winter's Tale was set in Sicily and Bohemia. I'd like you to name four Shakespeare plays with places in the title.
Okay. Merchant of Venice. Two Gentlemen of Verona.
Last chance.
Pericles of Tyre. Is that it? Is that what it's called? Pericles of Tyre?
That's three. Doing very well. Two Gentlemen of Verona, Merchant of Venice, Pericles, Prince of Tyre. Very good. Is the most obscure of all of them.
It's in there.
It is, but we could be here until Wednesday.
Scratch it.
Okay, going to call it on that.
No, I can't think of it, Rick.
Merry Wives of Windsor.
Windsor.
Timon of Athens was the other one. But Pericles, Prince of Tyre, easily
the hardest. The alternative to Hamlet, which is Prince of Denmark.
Well, that's a good one. That's a
of course. Yeah,
okay. Definitely would not have allowed it. Blitz Kids, you are taking the category that your opponents chose not to. There once was a place called Limerick.
Wonderful.
Three questions about Limerick. Taking its name from the Limerick phone area code, Serena, 061 was a 2021 single by which Limerick musician and rapper?
Confer.
We'll go Denise Shirley.
Denise Child is good for a point. Eamon, which novelist and playwright from Limerick, 1897 to 1974, is amongst many other claims to fame mentioned by name in the classic film Brief Encounter? Celia Johnson's character Laura says the librarian was keeping this author's new book for her, though Brief Encounter came out before the noted novel That Lady.
Any ideas, folks? Well, we'll confer.
Did you give the gender of the author in that question?
I didn't, but it's a woman.
It's a woman.
Right. Oh, God.
Just say what you think.
Patsy McGlynn.
It's not goes to your opponents.
I'm going to guess Kate O'Brien.
Kate O'Brien is good for a point and a steal. Well done, Mr. Marr. Now, final question over.
Mr. McGuire. Ollie. No, never mind that. I don't mind that. Ollie, just make sure that they didn't give the point to Marr.
This is what happens when you end up with two people who are John M. on quiz teams in front of me. Finally, John Marr. Though born in Tipperary, which author studied at the University of Limerick and later became a creative writing lecturer at the university? He won the Dublin Book Festival's Book of the Decade Award with his novel The Spinning Heart.
Donal Ryan.
Donal Ryan is good for 2 points. Your confer question on Limerick. Limerick's finest, the Cranberries, had 8 top 40 albums in the UK. Name any 4 of them.
Oh. No need to argue. Everyone is doing it, so why can't we? Yeah.
Studio albums, or can we say the Cranberries' best hits?
Yeah, best of the Cranberries.
Yeah. That's technically an album.
What are your answers?
No need to argue. Everyone else is doing it, so why can't we?
And Best of the Cranberries.
Best of the Cranberries.
Cranberries Live.
Dreams.
Cranberries Live.
Boys.
Cranberries Live, the point.
No.
Cranberries Live, the Royal Albert Hall.
Astonishingly, I am giving you a point for Stars, the Best of the Cranberries, 1992 to 2002. A point for everybody else is doing it, so why can't we? And a point for No Need to Argue. That's 3 out of the 4 points won in that round. Could have had To the Faithful Departed, Bury the Hatchet, Roses, Something Else, or In the End. That is the end of round 2. Ollie, where are we for scores?
Blitz Kids are on 30 and Quizzing on a Prayer, 27.
Well done,
everybody. Yay!
Let's take a break. We are back with our audio round after this. Welcome back to Arena's Christmas Arts Quiz. We are not at the buzzer section yet. I can see Eamon Sweeney already has his hand towards his... Can we have a go of the buzzers just to make sure they're all working? They're all putting the big... Yeah, okay. And you're not allowed to do that anymore. Okay. That is for our final quick fire round. This is round 3. It is an audio round. There are 4 categories in this audio round. Blitz Kids, you get to go first. 4 different categories. This Be the Verse, Pardon Me, National Anthem, and Mná na hÉireann. Okay, you're about to hear a clip from the composer and conductor Eimear Noon discussing one of her productions inspired by a famous Irish person. I just want to know who she is talking about.
It was just an extraordinary woman, a 16th century character. And it's amazing. People tend to think she's a myth or a legend, that she's there with Cuchulainn and the lot. But this was a living, breathing, full-blooded Irish woman. So she was incredibly tenacious, incredibly powerful. She lived by her own rules. Here she was in the 16th century, sailing up the Thames and demanding an audience with Elizabeth I because the British had kidnapped her son and her brother. And she showed up with a dagger hidden in her bodice and, of course, searched by Elizabeth's bodyguards. And Elizabeth's reaction was, well, I suppose I would have done the same myself.
There's a lot of whispering going on both teams, which I'm taking much heart from. What are we going for?
We think it's Grace O'Malley, Gráinne-Uail.
It is Grace O'Malley, Gráinne-Uail. That is good for 1 point. Well done. In 2025, an Irish filmmaker announced she had optioned the book Grace O'Malley, the biography of Ireland's pirate queen by Anne Chambers with a view to making a movie. What is the name of that filmmaker, whose credits range from directing Disco Pigs to co-writing the screenplay for In America and co-writing several episodes of the drama series Say Nothing?
Yeah, Kristen Sheridan.
Kristen Sheridan is also good for a point. And in 2020, Emer Noon became the first woman to conduct what major annual event?
Say the proms.
Goes to your opponents.
The Oscars.
Oscars is worth a point for your opponents over on Quizzing on a Prayer. Well done. Your choices then, Quizzing on a Prayer, are Pardon Me, This Be the Verse, or National, and that's in quotation marks, Anthem.
Captain.
This Be the Verse.
Who is this poet reading his own work?
I rise in the dawn and I kneel and blow to the seed of the fire flicker and glow. And then I must scrub and bake and sweep till stars are beginning to blink and peep. But the young lie long and dream in their bed of the matching of ribbons for bosom and head. Their day goes over in idleness. They sigh if the wind but lift up a tress, while I must work because I am old, and the seed of the fire gets feeble and cold.
Okay, who do you think that is?
Patrick Kavanagh.
Goes to your opponents.
I think I know who it is. It's Yeats putting on a kind of very peasanty accent.
It is W.B. Yeats for Steel for the point.
Yay!
Sometimes overthinking it is the worst thing you can do. Your next question. Of which body was W.B. Yeats a member between 1922 and 1928? Other creatives who have been members of this body include Oliver St. John Gogarty, Brian Friel and Francis Black.
Okay, I'm going to say Yeats now.
Can we take that, please?
Well, no, because the board...
But the Abbey feels more...
Well, the Abbey's, yeah.
We're going to say the board of the Abbey Theatre.
It is not.
No, I'd like to answer that. Shannad Éireann.
The Shannad is correct. Oh, also worth a point for Steel.
Obviously.
I did my best to
do just black punches here now, you know.
You said Francis.
It's getting rough.
I was doing my absolute best to give you as much help as I could on that one. Finally, W.B. Yeats' lines have always made for popular titles for other authors, such as No Country for Old Men by Cormac McCarthy and Things Fall Apart by Chinua Achebe. What was the title of the collection of essays by Joan Didion, which takes its title from a phrase in The Second Coming?
Yes.
I don't want to have to say it because I know it's wrong and then I'd say stupid on the radio.
Just say it, John. Own it. It's cool. Because we'll say the correct answer.
The young and one another's arms.
I will both in unison say it. So please.
Can I also say on the other side, Eamon Sweeney jumping up and down in his chair is not helping proceedings at all.
Get me off, Eamon.
So, okay, what's your answer?
Oh, no.
John McGuire. It's okay. Just say it and it's cool. Nobody will laugh.
I'm going to let Nadine say
it. No, we're going to... You seem confident.
Okay, is it the young in one of those arms?
It is not.
No, ready? Slouching towards Bethlehem.
Gentlemen, no one likes a show off, but you're correct.
Yeah. We do.
Blitz. We taste blood, don't we?
Blitz, kids, this is getting messy. Blitz, kids, your choice. National Anthem or Pardon Me?
National Anthem.
You're about to hear a track with a two-word title.
Come on.
The second word is reggae. What nationality is the first? thoughts?
Cuban reggae.
It is not. Goes to your opponents.
Ooh, I was never going to say Cuban reggae.
So 1, 2, 3 in unison. It is.
I know the song, but I just can't think of the title.
Do we have a guess?
Let's say Spanish reggae.
It is not. It is Egyptian reggae. Oh. Is what I'm looking for. Blitz Kids. Egyptian reggae was a hit for Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers. One of their biggest hits shares its title with a documentary on the life of Anthony Bourdain. What is that title?
Oh, The Blank Generation.
Goes to your opponents.
Roadrunner.
Roadrunner is good for a point for a steal, and a very quick steal as well. And finally in this round, Roadrunner had frequently been suggested as the official state song of Massachusetts. In 2013, Roadrunner and another song by another Boston band both had rival petitions brought to the Massachusetts state legislature, which banned, with members including Brad Whitford, Joe Perry and Joey Kramer, were Roadrunner's rivals.
I'll go with Journey. I think so.
Yeah,
we'll go Journey.
Goes to your opponents?
I would say Boston. The band Boston?
It is not. It is Aerosmith.
Aerosmith
is Aerosmith.
I just thought it was Aerosmith.
No worries. Joe Perry was in Aerosmith.
Wasn't Joe at all.
The song was Dream On.
Sorry, maybe.
That was the one. Which means Quizzing on a Prayer by default, you end up with the final in this round, which is Pardon Me. You're about to hear a track written by an Italian musician, which was written to mimic how English sounds to non-English speakers. What is the name of this artist?
Freezing cold in Ainston, 9 years old.
You're the cold maze, say one. Freezing cold in Ainston, 9 years old. All right.
When I stay in the shoes, and I will hold the scene, then a whole red maybe get the color boss dying.
Whether we get an answer here or not, both teams are boogieing in a disconcerting fashion. Which
This man's daughter played Satan in The Last Temptation of Christ. I think it's Caetano, is his surname.
Adriano Celentano, I will give you that for a point.
All right,
well,
okay. Okay. Oh, come on. Hey, yeah.
It's
close enough. Thank you, Rick.
No,
thank you, Quizmaster. Your decisions are final. I understand.
We need Ollie Hamilton here to step in and remove Rick's microphone.
As the Italian in the room,
that's what I said, yeah.
You said Caetano. Yeah. How's it spelled?
Celentano.
Caetano and Celentano are two very different
I mean,
different
Cuba
words.
And Egypt are close too.
And I have a daughter and playing this.
And my caving on that is why I will never be allowed to present a News and Current Affairs show here on RT Radio 1. Your second question. Adriano Celentano is name-checked in what song by Ian Durian, the Blockheads?
Hit me with your rhythms. Hit me with your rhythm stick.
It is not. Goes to your opponent.
Endurance songs with the exception.
Sex and drugs and rock and roll?
It's not. Reasons to be cheerful. It was one of the many reasons to be cheerful.
Lovely.
And finally, inexplicably, this song was covered by a Cockney entertainer who translated the song into English, although it still made no sense. Best known for hosting the kids' TV show Runaround and his long-term role on EastEnders, what is that entertainer's name?
Mike Reed. Mike Reed.
Do you think the inflection makes a difference?
If I say it often enough, you might change your mind. It might change the answer on the card.
You've said it already, so it's too late.
Pork pie
Alfie,
hat.
That's
Shane.
Your answer. You're, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to accept your answer because it's right. It's Mike Reed.
Oh, hey! Well done.
Can we get some points after our audio round, please, Ollie?
Blitz Kids on 35, Quizzing on a Prayer 31.
There are a tiny number of points to be played for in the final round, our quickfire round. It is 1 point for each correct answer. If I want you to answer the question, I will point at you because you have buzzed quickly and this is going to be absolute chaos. So may the force be with all of us. Our quickfire round, fingers on your buzzers / squeakers. Squeak, buzz. Everybody have a go, make sure they work. That's what I mean. Your time starts now. The quiz show Only Connect takes its title from a line in Howards End, a novel by John
Forster.
E.M. Forster is worth a point. What country musician is the only one to have written two state songs in the US? Colorado, Rocky Mountain High, and Take Me Home, Country Roads.
John Denver.
John Marr. I wait till I point to you, but oh, yes. Sorry.
John Marr, John Marr, yes.
Point to
John Denver.
Thank you. A point for one of the John M's. The musician Joe Keery is known for playing Steve Harrington in which Netflix series?
Louise. Stranger Things.
Stranger Things, Louise, a point for you. Which Dublin author worked for the Victorian actor Henry Irving, who had suggested... John Marr.
George Bernard Shaw.
It is not.
Bram Stoker.
Yes.
That's close enough. That you'll do nicely. Bram Stoker. Which modern artist's work include I Want My Time With You in London's St Pancras Station and... Amen.
Tracy Emin.
Tracy Emin is good for a point before I said my bed. Sanditon is an unfinished novel by which famous author...
Austen.
Jane Austen for a point. The Indian movie industry is known as Bollywood. What is... John Marr.
What is?
You're taking too long, John Marr. You're taking too long. No, he's not going to finish the question. He's not going to finish the question.
He is allowed to give an answer.
Not like you're...
Well, no, John Marr is allowed to give an answer. What is it?
But will you finish the question?
No, I will not. Okay, so next question.
I'm going to say Nigeria, Nollywood.
Nollywood is the wrong one. That's what we're looking for.
That's a good one.
Notes from a Coma and Solar Bones are novels by which?
Mike McCall.
Eamon.
I know.
Eamon, speak first. Eamon squeak first.
No,
Mike McCormick.
She's a quiet squeaker.
Mike McCormick. I know.
Yeah, but you're not answering.
This is what I thought was going to happen.
Okay, we'll skip that one and start again.
Sorry, I may have it wrong. Douglas Copeland?
It is not. John.
Mike McCormick.
Mike McCormick. Point for John. Well done.
This thing is just silent.
The lyrics of Kate Bush's Flower of the Mountain are taken from the final soliloquy of John.
Molly Bloom. Ulysses. Who's there?
That's fine. Yeah. Which James Joyce novel, Ulysses, that's good enough for me. Yeah. Dante Gabriel Rossetti and John Everett Millais were amongst the leading lights of which 19th century art movement? John.
Romanticism.
No. Anybody else? It's the Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood. Which Austrian singer mentioned in the English lyrics of Mack the Knife played Rosa Klebb in the Bond film From Russia with Love?
Ooh.
Ooh. Love it, no takers. Lottie Lenya. In February 1964, the Beatles famously appeared on which US TV show?
Ed Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan is good. John, I saw John first.
John Marv, Ollie.
One of the Johns.
Yeah.
Hercules Mulligan and Angelica Schuyler are amongst the characters in which musical by Lin-Manuel Miranda, which debuted? John.
Hamilton.
Hamilton is correct. Which author published his novel Go Tell It on the Mountain in 1953?
No.
Take us James Baldwin. Which musical double act were briefly styled as Tom and Jerry as teenagers? John.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Simon and Garfunkel for a point. Which Hollywood star, born in 1925, grew up in Port Talbot in Wales and died in...
Sorry, that's my answer, John Marr. You can stay where you are just there. It's Richard Burton.
It is worth a point. Which rapper is the executive producer of the Netflix documentary series?
50 Cent.
50 Cent is correct. Diddy the Reckoning.
Very good.
Which act had a top five hit in Ireland with It's Raining Men?
The Weather Girls.
The Weather Girls. Louise, that's worth a point. Which author's debut novel was White Teeth, published in 2000? John Marr.
Definitely Zadie Smith.
Zadie Smith, that's good enough. TV shows Grey's Anatomy and Frasier are both set in which US city? John Marr?
Seattle.
Seattle. Which Dublin theatre was founded by Lady Augusta Gregory in 19... Ooh,
that's me. That's me,
no,
John.
I don't think so, John. No, I don't think so. No.
I'm having an adjudication from outside. Yeah. Which John is it? That John there, John McGuire.
The Abbey Theatre.
Abbey Theatre, fine. The Scottish act Deacon Blue take their name from a song by which John
I can see them. Steely Dan.
Steely Dan is a point. Well done. Which Irish actress played Deirdre Miro in the series Andor? John McGuire.
Not
McGuinness McGo-go-go. No,
Kerry Condon.
It is not Kerry Condon. Anyone else?
What is it, Scott?
Wait, Denise Goff.
It is too late though, but it was a wonderful Denise Goff. You don't get a point for that. In which year did Seamus Heaney win the Nobel Prize for Literature?
Definitely me. 95.
1995 is very good. Published in 2020, who wrote the award-winning novel A Ghost in the Throat?
Dearnley Griffith.
It is John again, Dearnley Griffith. Yes. The photographer, Robert Mapplethorpe, took the cover photo.
Yes, John Marr again. That's horses, Paddy Smith, 1975.
He's looking
but now
right
you're just showing off.
It was totally this.
We've got a position bias.
Can I say, you're not allowed to say your own name. That's my job.
Before you buzz.
No, but this buzzer.
Wait for the finger, John Marr. Wait for the finger.
Descended into chaos.
And that was a point anyway.
Here we go. Mara Wilson played the title character in what 1990 John McGuire?
Matilda.
Matilda's correct. The song Keep the Home Fires Burning was written by which Welshman who gives his name to an award for songwriting? John McGuire.
Ivor Novello.
Ivor Novello is good. Catherine Houghton was the niece of which Hollywood legend who co-starred with her aunt in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? John McGuire.
Catherine Hepburn.
Catherine Hepburn is good. And finally, Eroica and Pastoral are symphonic works by which German composer? John McGuire.
Marr.
John Marr. John, one of the Johns. Which one? No, you don't have an answer. Anybody
Beethoven.
Else? Ah, point for Beethoven.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I think it's close.
Oh, dear.
I think it's close.
Oh, dear.
All the Johns.
And, no,
sorry,
no
pressure, Ollie. Just...
We're done. And now, as Ollie crunches his numbers here over my shoulder, we will find the final scores for this year's Arena Inaugural Arts Quiz. Ollie, where are we?
Well, bizarrely, they're both 46 apiece.
And that way, we should leave it at that. I think we should leave it at that. Should we leave it at that?
Can we have one last buzz in celebration?
We are 100% leaving it at that. But if you'd like a celebratory buzz for both teams, please have a little celebratory buzz for both teams.
Hey, well done, everybody. Well done.
Thank you to our teams, Eamon Sweeney, Serena Bellissimo and John Marr, Louise Bruton, Nadine O'Regan and John Maguire. The questions were compiled by Paddy Duffy. Ollie Hamilton was our broadcast assistant and a very able scorekeeper. Round of applause for Ollie. Yay! Liam Mullen was on sound and Sean O'Gorman was our producer. Thanks so much for joining us tonight and good night.